This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice's morning show. Gorgeous and sunny out right now. I don't know if that'll stay, but I'm enjoying it right this second. Now it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
Everything okay, Vinny? What's going on?
I think Nicole was just a little bit late with the pressing of a button.
Yeah. Oh! Okay.
Sarah's button's the one I forgot to hit, so sorry.
So I was midway through my Friday rant when all of a sudden...
I didn't hear it, and then you clicked on and I was like, oh no, I'm losing audio.
Sorry.
It's happening.
Honestly, I don't know what is happening in the world. Like, I had to restart my computer. I lost like half my stories. It's been crazy this morning. Ghetto. Just like weirdness. Super ghetto. Okay.
We're good, though.
Okay.
It's all fine. Everything's great.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, mother fathers.
Right.
Ooh, scary. Ooh.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Been in a collision? Yeah. Chilton Auto Body's 12 Bay Area locations offer a safe, contact-free auto body repair experience with free pickup and delivery, virtual estimates, and curbside service. Book your appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. That's ChiltonAutoBody.com. Okay, couple quickies here. Happy Lunar New Year. Uh-huh. That's a big one. It's celebrated not only in China, but South Korea, Vietnam, and elsewhere. So, happy Lunar New Year. Also, happy Valentine's, which is this Sunday.
Yeah.
And a most important happy President's Day. See you Tuesday.
Yeah, see you then.
See you next
Tuesday. Are we leaving now? Is it over? Are we going? I'll go.
A couple more minutes. We're almost there. Right now, if I were to read the report I wrote early this morning after consulting many weather apps, I'd be wrong because they say clouds today, and I'm looking at a blue sky. There are some clouds up there too, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm cloudless. I'm a blue bird sky.
Not bad right now. You may see clouds stack up again, but no rain until tomorrow. Woo! Also, snow expected, which is great news.
Yeah, we need that.
And then we may have rain on Saturday and Monday and late next week. So that's where we're at in terms of the forecast, okay? Mm-hmm. Also, back to Valentine's Day. Apparently, a large percentage of people would like something extra special for this Valentine's Day. Consider...
I hear him typing for the turnaround, but it's not, you know, boy...
Sorry,
only one of you is stuck in that groove.
I wasn't even ready for that one.
I thought you had that one cocked and loaded. I really thought it was right there in the barrel.
The new music really screwed me up.
And ready to fly. My bad. Okay.
You two children.
I know. We're the worst or the best, depending on how you want to look at that.
Right, depending on if you're a child or not.
Right. How about a fast fact?
You know I love those.
Fast facts.
There are 1,600 Chili's locations around the world, and every single one has a picture hanging upside down. They say it's for good luck.
A picture of what?
I don't know. They just say a picture. I feel like we're not all experiencing the best luck we've ever had. Maybe it's not working.
Maybe it could be worse, Vin.
Oh, good point.
Don't F with it.
The reason the Violent Femmes broke up... What?
When did that happen?
Yeah, I asked no one ever, but anyway... The reason the Violent Femmes broke Why did the blister in the sun guys ever break up?
Yeah,
I don't
get
it.
Why did that happen?
The Violent Femmes broke up because Wendy's used their song Blister in the Sun in an ad in 07.
Yeah.
The members of the group got into a huge fight about it. Who agreed to sell our art? I don't know what the fight was about, actually, but one wound up suing another one, and they disbanded 2 years later. Broken up.
Wait, they broke up in 09? That actually seems late. But,
well, okay. They were able to tour that. They had some hits, man. Blister in the Sun was a hit, but there were a few others, too.
A couple very minor. That was the one. The one time I saw them, though, I loved them for it. They played some festival I went to. I go. They opened with Blister in the Sun. They played it midway through, and then they played it twice at the end.
Oh, my God.
And the crowd went wild.
Each
it's a
time.
Short song. It's a short. Yeah, it was. Well, they were so surprised when it came in the middle again, and then there it was for the ending, and then the encore. It just continued. They just played it and played it and played it.
Yeah, really, they've got a few others. Got. Gone, Daddy, sure. Gone isn't bad, and Kiss Off isn't bad. But you're right. Oh, Add It Up isn't bad. But you're right.
Yeah, they have
Blister
a few.
In the Sun is the hit. I'm surprised they play it four times in concert.
Well, I don't
but
know if it was four times, but it was a lot.
That is.
But, you know, I suppose if you're going to open with it and just get the crowd on your side, it's only 2 minutes long. You might as well play it a couple more times.
Right.
You know,
and
they don't know any of the other ones.
As a band, you do know what your audience wants by doing stuff. Like, you know, the fan reaction.
Every time we play this one, and it doesn't seem to matter how many times, they go crazy.
If it rules the day, it rules the day. So good for them. I was reading on Instagram this morning, Ron Wood of he's an old guy, but he's a guy who plays guitar in the Rolling Stones. And he's talking about how from the stage, he looks out into a sea of people and all he can see is smiles. And he misses that experience. He's like, I see a sea of smiles and I'm smiling and music. I can't.
That's really nice.
But it really is cool. Like, it reminds you like, oh, yeah, that's what concerts are.
Right.
A sea of smiling fans getting exactly what they paid for. Their favorite songs played at the highest possible volume with all their best friends.
Think about it. They all have that in common. Mm-hmm. Everyone is your friend at a concert.
Right.
You're all into the same thing. That's
neat. You all love
neat.
This band. Yep. And you all love this song. I'm going to take my shirt off.
Are you waiting for me to take mine off too? I'm
well,
not gonna.
I was gonna
you go. You do.
See
you.
If we're all in. But
I'll be.
Apparently,
I really like
I'm
the band,
here.
But okay. This shirt—it's hard to get on and off. I just
all right. No, and I know you have headphones on. It's fine.
I don't want to lose it.
Whatever. It's fine, Sarah. I'm alone on this one.
Get naked, dude.
Come on. I will.
I know. At the drop of a hat, it seems like I never ask you to because I'm afraid you will.
I know. I know. Well, actually, I you know, there's a lot riding on Dad's paycheck. I need to not get myself fired. So
that's solid.
It probably now that we have everyone watching on camera, I don't think I would do it even if you asked. Don't try me though.
Get naked, dude. He wants to so bad. He's itching to get that long sleeve T-shirt off.
America has been a country obsessed with cars since the minute cars were invented.
It is our thing.
We built these roads forever, as far as the eye can see, because we're a car country. We get around in cars. That's our thing.
Yeah. America! F yeah.
Not anymore, though. Now we're a phone country.
Oh. We are. It's true. My car died in the driveway because I haven't started it since early December.
I got a story about your car, too, in a second. But according to a new survey, Americans now say their phones are the most important product in their lives. Cars came in second. Refrigerators came in third.
Oh, that's because they didn't think of them in time.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Right up there.
If refrigerators come in third because you haven't been without one for a while. As soon as you are and you're working off of a cooler. You'll find yourself.
I'll trade you my phone for a fridge.
Or the neighbor's fridge.
Right.
Yeah, anyway, that's it. We're phones. We're all phones, everybody, all the time. Yay!
Yay!
Here's the story about BMW. It turns out, so yeah, we all know this about Porsche.
Yeah.
That there's a difference in opinion on how you say that. If you show it to someone, they'll go, oh, that's a Porsche. Or a Porsche.
What is it?
I say it's
Porsche.
What
does Porsche say?
Porsche says Porsche.
Then it's
I've heard
Porsche.
Them as a sponsor on KCBS, the, you know, whatever Porsche. And I'm like, well, there you go. That's how it's said. I mean, wouldn't they say it right?
They would.
Duh.
I agree.
Except you've never heard a BMW commercial call it BMV.
What?
Apparently, we've been saying BMW wrong all along. They don't pronounce it BMW over there, wherever there is. Germany?
Germany. Mm-hmm. Right. Belgium.
They pronounce it BMV.
Mm.
95% of people had no idea about that. Even people who own them don't know.
Unless
and I'm surprised that it wasn't 99.9% of people.
Then they talk. They leave out the... They turn the W's, the W's into V's.
Huh.
So maybe that's it.
You know stuff. Well done.
Well done.
On the front page of USA Today, and I know we're not really doing sports here, but J.J. Watt sort of goes beyond the sports world as he's someone in Texas who has done a ton of charity work.
Yeah,
I want to say during those, was it the floods?
Mm-hmm.
That he stepped up and really helped a lot of people. And he just became a huge part of his community there in Houston and beyond throughout Texas. But it looks like he has left the Houston Texans will be on another team in a different uniform next year. The Texans are a disaster, and their quarterback's trying to get out of there as well. And but for the record, we want him.
Do we?
We want
Hands
him.
Hands up. Right.
Deshaun Watson is excellent, and he's someone who's been getting his head kicked in over there in Houston. And
nobody protecting him.
Well, you know what? Derek Carr's brother was drafted by the Houston Texans way back before Derek even was a pro. And that guy, I think his name was David Carr, got his head kicked in for 3 years and was no longer. You got to have a team around you, you know?
It's anyway. True. Just ask Patrick Mahomes.
Right. Yeah, anyway, so J.J. Watt, moving on. I don't know where he'll turn up, but that's a kind of a big celebrity who's very well known as being in Texas, and I'm surprised to hear it, but he's splitting.
Hmm. Yeah, he's a huge deal there. I think he set up like a contributions page, and he got like, I mean, it was like
hundreds
of millions of dollars.
Right. He did an incredible job.
He was looking for $200,000 and got $200 million or something, some crazy amount.
Yeah.
And then was like really transparent about where he was dispersing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a good guy. That's why I thought it was worth a mention, because I don't know him. And sure, there may be stories about him being a terrible person, but I haven't heard any of them yet. So right now, he seems like a good guy and someone you'd want on your team.
Yes.
I don't know. Cold Stone Creamery has put out their most popular flavors, and I don't know how cake batter makes the top of the list, but it does. Is that something you're into?
No, no.
Okay. Cake batter chocolate. French vanilla, sweet cream, cheesecake, coffee, strawberry, mint, classic cookie dough, and cotton candy round out their top 10 flavors.
And the deal with Cold Stone is they take the scoop of that flavor, put it down, and then put crap in it and mush it up?
Yeah, they mush it up, and they can make a mix if you need more stuff in your ice cream, sure. Do you need that?
I do like Cold Stone.
I've
been there a couple times. I start with the chocolate chip base and add, you know, whatever tickles my fancy.
I do that too. Chocolate.
Oh, chocolate? No, not chocolate. Chocolate chip. I like vanilla base with chocolate chips. I don't like chocolate ice cream. I'll not have ice cream if it's chocolate ice cream.
Boring, though.
You don't like chocolate ice cream?
Got no interest in it whatsoever.
You like vanilla? Vanilla's so boring.
I don't like vanilla. What I like is chocolate chip, which is, vanilla ice cream with chocolate chips.
And yet, this is a lady, by the way, if I can point out the hypocrisy here, that doesn't want chocolate chips in her cookies.
I do not. I don't want.
What the hell?
I don't want any chocolate chips, but I want them in my ice cream. I think because they're frozen and they're usually those dark chocolate, like real bitter.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like.
Man, now I want Cold Stone.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go get some.
Yeah. Let's go get some.
Is that place open right now? I'm gonna guess not.
Well, you know, and what you really want is pizza anyway. So let's just
Honest. That's actually true. I'll take pizza over ice cream any day.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. This is where you guys text us anything that you have a comment on, and then we read it, and here we go. Here's a couple now and a few on the other side. Oh, fudge, it moved on me. Darn it.
Fudge. I'll take some hot fudge on my...
Cold Stone opens Cold at 10 a.m. the one next to me, at least.
It's open?
Opens at 10 a.m., yeah.
So you...
For takeout.
Like, you yell in your order, and then they mix it up and sneeze on it and put it in a cup.
A lot of them open at noon, though, but the one next to me opens at 10.
Next to you, huh? Right
in San Bruno, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Porsche is German, and in German, you pronounce every letter. It's Porsche.
Got it.
Here's another one. Hey, guys, unofficial car... But unofficial car, but here, I don't know. The founder of Porsche was Ferdinand Porsche, pronounced Porsche. Porsche is slang, short, idiotic for Porsche.
Okay.
Or for Porsche. So that's the right way to say it.
So throw Porsche out altogether. Because Porsche de Rossi, even though spelled different, like don't mix it up and think, oh, she's Porsche, the car must be Porsche. No, it's all Porsche. There is no Porsche.
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 Hello.
Kind of Porsche.
Anyway.
A Porsche.
What?
Porsche.
Porsche.
Sexy. It's a freaking sexy name. Porsche.
I'm going to read the rest of your text, your contributions, on the other side of these important messages.
Okay!
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.